The Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer says she has confirmed with the State Department of Health Services that there is not community spread of the coronavirus in Fond du Lac County. Community spread is defined as one or more cases not linked to a positive case. And Kim Miller says she has confirmed with DHS that Fond du Lac County does not meet that definition.
The state is probably in the next day. I'm hoping by that 2 o'clock switch at the state that asterisk will fall off.
Meanwhile, Miller says Fond du Lac County still has 17 positive cases because the 18th case reported by the state is a county resident who contracted the virus at his winter home in Florida. The director of communications in Fond du Lac County is asking residents to stop calling the dispatch center for guidance and questions regarding the emergency orders issued by the governor. Bobby Hicken says since Governor Evers announced his intentions to issue the Safer at Home order, the dispatch center has received a significant number of calls from people wanting information and getting frustrated at dispatchers when they can't provide the information they're asking for.
And they are not only tying up dispatchers, they are tying up the resources, but some of them are taking out their frustrations on the dispatchers, and they can't help. They are not the resource.
A month and a half after approving a business group's plan to develop a portion of Fond du Lac's Lakeside Park, the Fond du Lac City Council has given the okay to proceed with design work for a renovated park pavilion. Meeting last night for the first time with the city under a state of emergency during the coronavirus pandemic, the council voted 6-1 to allow Excel Engineering to design a renovated pavilion for the council to consider at a future meeting. Councilmember Kay Miller voted against. Miller said given the circumstances surrounding the coronavirus outbreak and the state of emergency, the matter should have been postponed. The business group has pledged more than $5 million toward building a restaurant on the Lighthouse Peninsula, an amphitheater, ice rink, and parking lot on Oven Island. Wisconsin Republican legislative leaders say they want to understand what's in the $2 trillion federal stimulus package before coming back to take any action at the state level in reaction to the coronavirus. But the leaders say there have been discussions about waiving a one-week waiting period to receive unemployment benefits and other proposals. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss urged caution given the national economic downturn.
From the Murray Furniture Newsroom, I'm Greg Stensland. For more news anytime, log on to radioplusinfo.com.